morning, America. Robbie and Rochelle back at it for the big St. Patty's Day broadcast. Live here at Bar A in Lake Como. Joe Nolan from his perch. The ex-Grand Marshal, Grand Marshal Emeritus of your Union County, New Jersey, St. Patty's Day Parade. And darn glad that the season's almost over. He is.
That's right. Today's it. This is it. It's all over.
I was reading of course, Google all of these things. You know when Google does their homepage? It's got a little cartoon. You click on it, and they give you, you go down this rabbit hole reading about stuff.
Yes.
They've got all kinds of facts about the actual St. Patrick. Like, for example, St. Patty is the proper way, P-D-D-Y, instead of St. Patty. Now, I would have thought it was P-A-T-T-Y, because it's Patrick, but apparently it's more respectful to say St. Patty, as in Padre, because he was a priest and a saint.
Oh,
that's kind of interesting, isn't it?
That is interesting.
He died back in 461, although the church is not sure exactly the date. They just know the year.
Oh.
We know he's dead, we just don't know when. Poor guy.
Well, they didn't keep records like they do now.
No.
I guess not. Also, the ritual of eating corned beef and cabbage goes back to the mid-1800s. When Irish Americans were unable to afford bacon, I guess it was the great 1830s bacon shortage. And so instead they used corned beef, and it stuck. I guess bacon and cabbage is a traditional Irish meal, but they couldn't afford it because there was a shortage and it was very expensive.
Well,
that sounds like something that had happened right now. It's, all of a sudden, bacon is $9 at the ShopRite, doesn't it?
Exactly.
$4.61. I wonder if that's about the same time as St. Nicholas, isn't it? I wonder if St. Patrick and St. Nicholas, the real guys, knew each other. Wouldn't that be
a
weird thing if that was the case?
I can't imagine how that would be possible, but yeah, it would be pretty cool.
Joe, as a little boy, did your parents tell you that if you were good and you behaved, that St. Patrick would come and leave a bottle of Bailey's Irish Cream under the tree for you?
No, they never said that, no. Although I was told that over the St. Patrick's Day holiday, if you're a bad boy, they take you to the courthouse and they paint your butt green.
What? What?
Honest to God.
That's wrong on a lot of levels here. We lived near the correctional facility for, they called it the Bad Boy School, but, the juvenile detention center, I guess. And we go by that all the time to go to the mall, and I go to school in the morning, get on the highway. And I remember all that, my grandfather would say that to me when I was a kid all the time. He's like, there's your room right there. Look at that window. That's where you're going,
wise-ass.
He would say that all the time. Bad Boy School.
No, it's not. I put the fear of God in them. That isn't horrible. That's good. That's what you should do.
Yeah. Okay. Oh,
don't worry about it, Johnny. You'll be fine. No, you're going to go to jail.
I was thinking about this just yesterday. Rochelle likes those reality shows. And, Joe, you watch some of these people. You know, they go on, like, the Married at First Sight and Dating a Millionaire, all these kind of shows. And I say, you know, they're also narcissistic. And I know you guys give me a hard time, but I'm telling you, it's because they're all coddled and you get a participation trophy. That's why these people today that are out there in the world are nuts, is because, these parents raise them to be little wimps. Am I wrong about
that?
Come on.
And that's what they should do. See, now, I'd watch those. If they picked the wrong girl and they all went to jail after, that'd be awesome.
That would be awesome.
But then, see, no one goes to jail anymore anyway, so different than me.
Yeah, well.
Different kind of show.
Sorry.
I think that's cops you're thinking of. Joe, we're out tomorrow at Ashley doing another Bruce Ticket Blitz. We get the tickets for a pair of tickets this morning. Doozan's got a pair. Kelly's in Neptune. We've been talking about that this afternoon for part deux, the second half of our St. Patty's Day extravaganza today.
Yeah.
But then we're out at Ashley of Eatontown. We'll be playing Bruce music at the store. 4 big hours, 2 chances to win the party passes. So that's going to be big.
Cool.
Tomorrow. We've never been to the Eatontown store. What are you guys up to this weekend? I know you said you got your son coming today with the grandkid. You're making some sandwiches, but what are you doing this weekend? You got anything good?
No, we're not making sandwiches. We do the whole full-blown corned beef and cabbage dinner.
Oh, the dinner. Oh. I thought you were making a corned beef sandwich.
No, that's too easy. No. Going to do the whole with the soda bread and the whole thing.
I haven't had any soda bread yet this year. I've seen it.
I haven't either.
I've seen it a couple times, and I keep passing. I'm like, don't do it, because I'm going to eat the whole loaf if I buy it. I keep passing it, but now we're here. It's today, and I haven't had it, so I need to get my hands on some soda bread.
And you get that Irish butter. What's
that
called?
Yes, the Kerrygold.
Oh, the Kerrygold.
Oh, so good.
Put that on there. Oh,
Listen, my fridge is like the UN. I like the Jewish bread with the Irish butter. I get some Swedish meatballs and some, ragu, the pasta sauce.
What kind of Italian you're eating? Pregu?
Polish mustard, you know, that Kosciuszko mustard.
Oh, yeah.
That's the best.
So good.
I'll tell you what, come to think of it, after we get out of here, we're really not that far from Point Beach. Head back to our old stomping grounds. We live down there and do a little Joe Leone's run.
Joe Leone's.
That wouldn't suck, would it?
They have good soda bread, actually.
Yeah, they do Irish stuff down there today, don't they?
They do.
Isn't that odd?
Well, there's a couple of websites here. They kind of rip off the old David Letterman thing, the top 10 signs of this and that. And this is pretty funny. Top 10 signs you're at a lame St. Patrick's Day parade today.
Okay.
The smallest leprechaun is 6'2" and 260 pounds.
Okay.
The parade is sponsored by O'Doul's, which, of course, is a non-alcoholic beer.
Right.
Instead of shamrocks, they got shamwows. That's funny. Hey, Billy Porter here for shamwow. At the end of the rainbow, a pot of Bitcoin.
Okay. All right.
Now, just for the record, I didn't write these. I got this off a website that's doing the mock top 10 list. Someone named Pat Maloines keeps offering to drive the snakes from your pants.
Pat Maloines.
Hey, now.
Can I introduce you to my friend? Perhaps you've met him, Pat Maloines.
That's horrible.
Leprechauns keep showing off their lucky charms, if you know what I mean. Man, these are stupid even by our standards. This is the bottom of the barrel today. Green drinks come straight from the local river. Hey-o! Talking to you, Newark. It's delayed because the mayor got lost in a herd of leprechauns. It's 8:30 a.m. Everyone is sober. It's August. Number one, sign you're at a lame St. Patty's Day parade.
It's August. It's pretty bad.
Those are pretty funny.
Yeah, they're all right.
I don't know about the shot at Newark. I don't think that was necessary. But
listen, at least I'm not talking about Beasley or Ihart today. At least that's you don't get me talking about the competition.
Good point.
Behaving myself. Robbie and Rochelle with their friends John and Lisa from Chocolate Carousel in Wall. Now, we posted a video the other day. Did you see us making the St. Patty's Day fudge? You left us all the ingredients to work with. And when I say we, I meant Rochelle.
Yeah,
and I was just watching there and sticking my finger in the batter.
Hi, guys. It's so great to talk to you. And we did see your video. And honestly, I feel like we were kind of impressed.
I'm very impressed. I think you guys did a fantastic job. And Robbie, you follow my lead. I stay out of the way. I do just enough to say I helped and just enough to take the blame for anything that goes wrong.
Yeah, John, you couldn't quite see it, but my fingers were sprinkling the sprinkles on top of the chocolate fudge. So I did contribute that part.
That was definitely an important part of the process. And Rochelle looked like a real pro, so I offer her a job if the radio thing doesn't work out.
I can't work there. That will not be good for me. I'll be eating everything in sight.
Well, beyond that, I'm not sure any of the Baileys actually made it into the fudge. I could be wrong.
I saw a little bit go in. But, you know, we included that when we gave you the measurement, that there was a little left for sipping. So that was kind of fun and perfect that you did that.
Oh, and I did the sipping.
So how did you like it? Did you guys get the taste?
Oh, we did. We tasted it live. Absolutely, not making this up. We tasted it live on the air on Monday morning, and it was just delicious, especially with coffee. But we couldn't eat it all, Lisa, so we left it in the kitchen here at the building. It was gone by the end of the day. We came in the next day, gone.
Yep.
So there you go.
That's great. That's fun. And it was fun that it was so fast and easy to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what makes it such a great recipe.
Yeah, and you've got these baking kits. People can come in and bring them home and try it too, so they can do just like we did.
Yep, absolutely. So if anybody's interested in trying it, we're going to have the kits available until the 24th of March. They just give us a call to order a kit, pick them up, and then they can try it at home. It's a lot of fun, and it's really, really good. And it can be adapted for other holidays. It's easy to switch out some of the ingredients and make this budget home for any time.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think what's coming up. You do the Easter ones.
Easter.
4th of July. Before you know it, you do the red, white, and blue sprinkles. You can have a lot of fun with this. So see them on the socials. See them online. See them in person. Call them. It's Chocolate Carousel and Wall. John and Lisa, our friends, thank you so much for coming on. Good to have you.
You guys, thanks for having us. I'm glad you had fun making the fudge.
Well, it's a weekend tradition. Even this holiday weekend, no different. We search the police blotters from sea to shining sea, north, south, east, west. Cross the pond, cross the border. You just never know when we'll find an amazing story of your fellow citizens taken into the custody of the law because of their criminal deeds and activity. So no matter what kind of a week you're having, no matter how much you have to drink, don't feel bad. At least you're not behind bars. Time for Dumb. Crook News. Dateline. To a place we've never gone before, to the sky.
Meep, meep.
Here's video that was first posted to Reddit of a drunk passenger getting tased by police after getting off an airplane at the airport.
Oh, my gosh.
The man was verbally abusive, screaming obscenities on the plane. They did an emergency landing. They asked the man how much he'd had to drink once he did deboard the plane.
Yeah.
About three margaritas.
About three margaritas.
Yeah, you got a problem with that? $2,000 to be on. There's no reason to arrest me.
Turn around now.
Why?
Oh, there he is. He's getting handcuffed.
Oh, my God.
Now, listen, well, obviously he's out of line and he should be arrested and you can't speak to a law enforcement officer that way, et cetera, et cetera. $2,000. I can understand you want to drink after spending that kind of coin on a ticket to get on the plane.
Probably. Wow. But from three margaritas?
And the worst part is that was one way. Very expensive to fly these days.
Yes, it is.
It's Dumb Crook News. Dateline Atlanta, Georgia. Man, they're arrested for impersonating an officer. Turns out that he used to be a cop, was let go a couple of weeks ago. When he was caught, he was in his old uniform. You would think you have to give that back after you're done being a policeman.
Yeah.
He decided he'd direct traffic. Well, the actual traffic officers in the area noticed that he didn't have his patch on. Have the bag. Maybe you turn in the badge, you get to keep the outfit. So they said, excuse me, what do you think you're doing here? He's like, oh, I'm an officer with the police department. They called to confirm he used to be an officer with the police department.
Why would he just go out there and direct traffic?
I guess he just missed it.
He just missed it?
Yeah.
You could be a crossing guard at a school. You don't have to be a police officer.
This is like Big Boss Bob says to me every day when he strolls down the hallway. He goes, I'm sorry, do you still work here?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, I just wanted to come in and,
you know, hang out.
Listen to some Duran Duran at the office, you know? Oh, boy, here we go. It wouldn't be Dumb Crook News without a trip to the Sunshine State. Going to Florida, because it's always Florida. 39-year-old Carlene Biswanger is facing a felony battery charge for allegedly striking her boyfriend in the eye with an avocado.
Oh.
It happened at their apartment. Unclear why the boyfriend got hit with the avocado. We're assuming there was some sort of an argument. It was upgraded to felony because, man, this guy's got it going on. She's 39. He's 68.
Wow.
He's like that avocado. He's turning brown real fast, you know?
Better make the guac real quick.
Yeah. Maybe she figured I better use this avocado before it shrivels up.
Hit him in the face.
Let's stay in Florida, shall we? We head to Miami. Saturday, man was arrested in the restroom of a spa. He noticed a camera was recording him from under the sink, confronted the employees, called the police. Police came and arrested a 31-year-old man who was identified as the employee and business partner at the spa. His name? Spy. He was not only named Spy, he is the bathroom spy.
Wow, he really lived up to his name, huh?
That was short for Spyridon.
Wow.
He admitted to voyeurism, watching men in the restroom. Never know who's ever spyrotting on you.
I guess.
Spying on your rod when you're in the restroom when you come to think of it.
Oh, no.
Need another massage to get the stress out after you realize someone's taking video of your rod.
Oh.
And finally, let's go south of the border to Jamaica, Mon. 37-year-old American woman travels to Jamaica, busted a couple of weeks ago by customs after trying to bring in 20 ounces of weed. When she was caught, she told the customs officer she wanted her Jamaican friends to know there's better weed from America.
Oh, okay.
She had a New York State license, which included the little tab there for medicinal marijuana, but did not have permission to travel with it. She's been ordered to pay a fine of $30,000 or do 30 days in jail.
Oh.
Now, that's interesting. I didn't realize you could choose. Like, you come up with 30 grand right now or do 30 days in jail. I'd be on the phone, hey, how are you? Calling everybody I know. It's like, can you give me $100 and just try to get to that magic number, you know?
I think I'd spend the 30 days in jail. $30,000? That's Joel's a lot
like,
of money.
Let me tell you, there'd be a lot of napping.
Yeah.
Oh, there'd be a lot of napping.
It's like and you're in Jamaica already. So it'd be fine.
I don't know if this happened when she got back to the States or headed in. It's unclear on that.
Either way, I would take 30 days off and save the 30 grand.
You want to do a month in a Jamaican prison?
Absolutely.
Maybe for you it'd be okay. Let me just tell you, I would not come out of that experience unscathed. For me, life would never be quite the same as it was before. Just not worth it, okay?
Yeah.
Dumb Crook News. This is pretty good, Joe. You're going to like this. You're a connoisseur of the adult beverage, and there's nothing wrong with that. I have here some Irish drinks, and maybe you can try one of these. Bartender, make one of these for you here at Bar A. Mm. The Nutty Irishman. That's Frangelico. Ooh. You can get the regular Frangelico or the hazelnut. I guess they have some for people with a nut allergy like myself. You can get the non-hazelnut.
Oh,
Frangelico,
that's fine.
Liqueur. Now, I think of that as kind of an Italian drink, you know, like you do a little shot of Sambuca Frangelico. But they say you mix that with Bailey's Irish Cream and then heavy cream, stir it together, and it's the Nutty Irishman.
That sounds delicious.
That sounds a little
really
heavy.
It does sound good, yeah.
That'd go nice with eggs. So do you think a little breakfast drink this morning?
Well, any drink goes just fine with eggs. That's fine.
All right, simmer down.
That's a good point.
This sounds good, but I don't like the name. It's called a cerebral hemorrhage.
Oh.
Jeez.
It's an ounce of Bailey's Irish Cream with Kahlua, with peach or strawberry schnapps, three drops of grenadine.
Oh.
I love grenadine.
Yeah, grenadine's yummy.
You add the Kahlua, then carefully layer on the Bailey's and the schnapps, put drops of grenadine in for effect, and maybe some simple syrup. Give it a stir, and you get yourself a cerebral hemorrhage. So,
wow.
Probably looks gross, but it sounds pretty good.
Joe will appreciate this. I can't help myself, this history joke, and say, that's like an Irish breakfast for Franklin Roosevelt. So, because he died of one of those. No? All right. Apparently too soon to make an FDR joke. I'm sorry. That's a joke that will live in infamy. My mistake.
What is wrong with
I don't know. I point out each one of these has Bailey's in it. There's the Irish Car Bomb. That's a famous one. Bailey. You got the Jameson's, the Bailey's 3/4 pint of Guinness. Mm. The cement mixer is Bailey's with an ounce of lime or lemon juice. Your choice. Simple syrup. Mix those together. Cement mixer.
Mm, okay.
They say that's a good one to swirl around the mouth. Speaking of swirling in the mouth, I don't know what's Irish about this. It's called the buttery nipple. That's Bailey's with butterscotch schnapps.
Oh, that's probably delicious.
Got a little snap to it, I guess.
Take two buttery nipples, please.
I got some for you right here, baby. Right here.
I was going to say, I have all kinds of images in my head right now.
I apologize for that. Let's try this. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Fun Fact Friday, St. Patrick's Day edition. Kept inside a pot of gold, or was it Shazam's cape? Double topical.
Yeah.
Since noon yesterday, here it contained St. Patrick's Day fun facts. Facts that are fun, things you don't really need to know, but we thought you'd like to know. And what do you make of this?
Are you okay?
Yeah. To St. Patty's Day fun facts.
Oh.
These are all facts that are fun, things you don't really need to know, we just thought you'd like to know about St. Patrick's Day.
Got it.
Or about the great Gaelic Celtic traditions.
Sure.
What's the difference between Gaelic and Celtic? I got no idea.
I don't know.
I don't know, my laddie. I have no idea. It's just fun to say things like this. I have to go take a poop.
Gross.
I haven't paid my taxes.
Stop it.
In Celtic folktales, leprechauns were cranky souls responsible for mending the shoes of other fairies.
Cranky souls, huh?
And that's what you want is an angry cobbler.
Yeah.
Going to the footlocker, get a guy. It's like, how big's your foot? I don't care. Those are my people.
Yeah.
We work the footlocker.
Uh-huh.
St. Patrick was actually British. He was kidnapped from Britain, and the first St. Patrick's Day parade wasn't celebrated until 1762 in America.
Wow.
His real name was Maewyn Sukat, by the way.
What is it?
Maewyn Sukat. He was then sainted by the Pope at the time.
Gotcha. Okay.
As St. Patrick.
I like it.
I declare no one can spell Maewyn. We shall call him Pat.
Much easier.
Sure.
Much easier.
Oh, he's just funny today. Me doing this voice is about the only amusing thing about this bit.
You gotta stop.
Hopefully it'll be over soon.
Yes.
Now I sound like Paul McCartney. A doobie doobie doo. Somehow it was a leprechaun and now it's Paul. I don't know. Live and let die.
He went the opposite way of St. Patrick.
That's right. It's a hot day's night.
Uh-huh.
St. Patrick's Day was considered a religious holiday in Ireland for most of the 20th century, so all pubs would close on March 17th. But that has since changed.
Thank God.
You go to Ireland today, you get hammered all you want.
All right.
More than 160,000 pints of Guinness are lost every year in facial hair.
Oh, that's so sad.
You get a nice head on that beer.
That's so sad.
All over your beard.
Yeah. They need to come up with like a better way of, I certainly don't want to drink a Guinness from a straw, but there's got to be a better way. You're losing a lot of beer here to your face.
I guarantee there's one guy sitting here. There's a little sippy cup full of Guinness. All right, that's enough of that. Time for Robbie and Rochelle's Fast Five. Five big old trending stories. Thought you needed to know. Be in the know from number five to number one. Perfect way to start off the weekend. Ooh, that reminds me. If you connect with us on the socials, you can send us messages. And I do get messages all the time. I heard from Patty Bakakis yesterday. Mm. She works over in Eatontown at Kessler Ellis. And she said that there was a very similar story to one we had on Dumb Crook News yesterday about a guy bringing his drugs to the police and asking if they were actual drugs.
You mean real or fake headlines?
Yeah, that's that thing we did yesterday. The cousin of her boss actually was arrested in Florida. She sent me the link to the CNN story and everything for bringing his drugs to the police department, saying, are these real? Are they laced with anything? And, of course, it's illegal. So then he ended up getting himself arrested.
Wow.
And she goes, what an idiot. Yeah, Patty.
Yeah, what an idiot.
Also got a nice note here from my buddy Peter DeVicchio. He's got a couple of dogs. Remember he sent us a pictures of his dogs?
Oh, yeah. Oh, they're so cute. Yes.
We were talking about Henny Youngman jokes, those ba-boom ching jokes yesterday. He sent me a couple of these. A guy with a frog on top of his head walks into the doctor's office. Doctor says, what can I do for you? Frog says, cut this wart off my ass. Guy goes to the proctologist. Proctologist says, I want you to stand in front of that open window facing me, take off all your clothes, bend over, and spread your cheeks. Guy says, why? Is the light bad in here? Doctor says, no, I'm out of my next door neighbor. Hope you enjoy. Peter DeVicchio. Thank you, Peter. Appreciate it. I did enjoy those, actually.
That's very funny.
Not sure those are Henny Youngman jokes, but pretty good. Here we go. Number five. There are record rains in Southern California after they had the snow, and then they got the rain. But apparently people are still doing dumb things, like this guy who sees a flooded street. There's cars stalled out on the street because there's video of this. Mm-hmm. He decides he's going to go for it anyway, try and drive through the big flooded out puddle in the street.
This guy is going to go for it. That is not recommended. Oh, my gosh. And I'm pretty sure he just got stuck.
Oh.
Right there.
This happened to me, and I decided I would just go for it, and I actually made it through, and I had a little sports car. I made it through the big puddle.
Oh, really?
And I wrote a letter. I had a BMW. I wrote a letter to the president of the company and told him about it. He said, thank you for choosing our brand. I got to say, I'm so grateful.
Yeah, that's
scary. One of those times you literally kissed the ground afterwards. There was heavy rains and flooding. You remember when that happened?
Oh, yeah. Very, very scary.
Man. Number four, somebody put together a video of famous people impersonating famous people in front of them.
Okay.
It starts off with Bill Hader doing John Malkovich to John Malkovich's face.
Oh,
Bill Hader from Saturday Night Live.
Okay.
My name is John Malkovich.
Oh, wow.
I don't sound anything like that.
No, no, you sound exactly like this.
No, I don't.
Yes, yes, you do.
This Nick is calm and stealthy like a ninja warrior.
Whereas this Nick is an exaggerated, screaming psychopath.
So that's Andy Samberg on SNL with Nicolas Cage. There's a bunch of other ones. Jack Black doing The Rock to The Rock. And Jay Farrow, he does a great Obama. He's got a bunch. Jay-Z, he's doing Shaquille O'Neal to Shaquille O'Neal. If you want to see the whole video, we can post a link there. Number three, maybe you have seen Ryan Reynolds on his Mint Mobile commercials. I didn't realize this. He owned the company, or at least he started the company as
the
largest shareholder. Mint Mobile. Well, T-Mobile saw how well they were doing, decided to buy the company. Did you see this story yesterday?
$1 billion.
Yeah, that's not just a clip of Dr. Evil from Austin Powers. They paid $1 billion.
That's crazy.
To buy the company. So let's just get this straight. He's got the gin company.
Yes.
He's a movie star. He's a beautiful guy. He's a fit, beautiful guy. He's got a fit, beautiful wife. He's got a beautiful kid.
Uh-huh.
Now he's got $1 billion.
Yep.
I think I hate Ryan Reynolds.
You can't, though, because he's very nice.
He's got to be like an evil sorcerer or something. Because how is it he's got everything going for him? Beautiful family, beautiful house, tons of money, movie star.
Maybe,
good God.
Maybe he sold his soul.
Yeah, something is not right about this situation.
Something's going on
there.
Yeah,
I'm starting to think that he made a deal.
Yeah.
Bonus story for you. Congratulations to Mary McCoy. She's a DJ in Texas, and she has been awarded the Guinness World Record. You know, I love these world records. For longest career as a radio DJ.
Oh.
She is now in her 73rd year as a disc jockey.
Wow.
85 years old. Started, obviously, when she was 13. Hosts a country music show 6 days a week on a radio station down there in Texas, KVST.
Back in 1951, I had the pleasure of meeting all those artists. From Jim Reeves, Elvis.
There's a little audio of her doing her country music radio show.
Oh, I love that.
Wait till iHeart gets a hold of that station. She'll be out of a job real fast. It won't be a year 74. But congratulations to her. Number two, Oscar winner this week, Ki Hoi Kwan from that Everything Everywhere All the Time movie.
Yes.
He's still worried his career will stall like it did. He was a child actor in the 80s, does nothing for like 35 years. Now he's Best Supporting Actor, got the Oscar. He said he called his agent immediately after winning and said, whatever you do, please make sure this does not happen again. He's worried about it. Well, in a related story, James Gunn, who is now one of the big executives at Warner Brothers, said, maybe I'll make you Superman. He's directing the next Superman movie, Superman Legacy, and said he's looking for a new actor for the title role, and he thinks Kwan should audition.
Well, there you go.
I think he was trolling him, though. I feel like he can't be serious. I mean, he's like a short, little, skinny guy.
Well, who cares?
He can't be Superman. But
why can't he be Superman?
He could be in Superman. I just don't know that he could be Superman. They'd have to do a lot of muscle suit to get him.
Yeah, maybe.
I stand for truth, justice, and pocket protectors.
Aww.
Number one, I love this story. Up in Newport, Rhode Island, my home state, member of the Affordable Housing Committee has resigned. He submitted his resignation to the head of the committee saying he can't find affordable housing in the area.
Oh, really?
Yep, I'm on the committee for affordable housing, and it's so bad that I myself cannot find affordable housing.
Wow.
So I quit. That is fantastic.
Wow. That's very sad.
Maybe go be a DJ down in Texas.
There you go. Perfect.
I'm not far behind you. Friday, world-famous celebrity birthday file. Rob Kardashian, 36 today. Coco, Remember she had the show with Ice-T, her husband?
Yes.
Coco and Ice-T.
Yep.
She's 44 today. Rob Lowe, 59. Parts of his face, 7. Gary Sinise, Lieutenant Dan himself from Forrest Gump, 68. Yep. Kurt Russell. Patrick Duffy, celebrating his birthday today. Today is, of course, St. Patrick's Day, but also National Corned Beef and Cabbage Day and World Sleep Day.
Well, you're going to need some sleep later.
Or take a little schnoozer.
Yes.
Hopefully you're able to stay asleep and you don't get the beer shit. What I'm saying?
Ew,
you don't want that.
Stop it.
Robbie and Rochelle in the morning on 107.1 The Boss, 99.7 FM, live from Bar A in Lake Como for St. Patrick's Day. We got a big old broadcast ready to go. It's Robbie, Rochelle, and the crew. Ross Britton is with us this morning back at Master Control. It's always fun when Uncle Ross is here.
Yeah.
The former zookeeper himself. Good morning, Ross.
Good morning.
Now, you're part Irish. We were just talking about that,
well,
right?
Well, Scotch-Irish and English, and on my mom's side, 100% German. So I'm kind of a melange.
That kind of gives you a mellow disposition as opposed to Joe, who's 100% Irish and is a little, you know, he's a hothead. Yeah, I was trying not to say hothead, but he's
a hothead. That's what he is.
And you're, I don't know if we've talked to you about this, Ross, but we just did the Ancestry.com, and we found out that Rochelle is almost 100% Scottish, Irish, and Welsh.
Wow.
So this is your day, babe.
It's my day.
This is your day.
This is my day. I'm
so
excited.
You grew up on the islands, then.
That's... Well, today I'll tell people I did.
she grew up in the Midwest at the Dairy Queen. She didn't know nothing about the islands, but I'm 100% Paisan, so this is kind of, I feel like an imposter today, but I did wear a green hoodie, kind of a light green hoodie, and our promotions guy, George, I call him No Drama George because everything just goes so smoothly when he sets up all the live broadcasts for us here. He's also wearing a light green, but Rochelle has gone all out. Ross, we got to take a picture of this. We'll post it on the Boss Facebook page.
Oh, boy.
So she's wearing a bright green sweatshirt with a four-leaf clover on it. It kind of looks like a Boston Celtics jersey, if you can picture that.
It's a three-leaf clover.
Oh, it's a three-leaf.
That's you need the three-leaf clover.
You know what's interesting about that? It's funny. Ross printed out some fun facts here that he sent me about St. Patty's Day.
Yes.
And they say that the actual St. Patrick would hand out three-leaf clovers for the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. It was like a religious thing.
That's why I have a three-leaf clover.
But if you find a four-leaf clover, that's why it's good luck because they're so rare.
Yeah. Well.
But you don't got that.
No,
you got the three-leaf clover.
That's traditional.
Yeah. Then she's got on a cap and sparkly shoes and then leggings that look like legs, but they're not. So it's like a leg... It looks like legs.
It looks like I have tights on, but I'm not wearing tights.
So it looks like, Russ, it looks like you can see her thigh, but it's not her actual thigh. It's the leggings.
And
it's
I got them from...
It's not a thigh, it's a shillelagh.
That's right. I got them from uglyleggings.com. Don't forget the best part.
Oh, that's right. She's wearing, this is when I come out of the bedroom this morning, I get dressed and she's making coffee, right? She's wearing a red wig with bright green eyeliner. I mean, for a second I was... Who is this person that's robbing me in the kitchen? Because that's not Rochelle. Who is it? And, where'd you get this red wig?
Amazon.
That's crazy. I can't believe you can just buy this stuff.
Where else do you buy your wigs? Amazon, of course.
Well, listen, I'm wearing a little bit of green, so I got that going for me, right?
Well, you weren't going to wear any green until I yelled at you.
No. I have an old Argyle shirt that's got green in it, and that's my go-to every year. But I'm a little chunky for it, so... I figured I would do this hoodie this year. It'd be a little...
It's fine.
But you have just gone all out, so we got to get
up. Well, this is my season. This is my holiday. I'm very excited. I need a Guinness. I haven't had one yet. It's 6:14. Let's go.
Well, the bar is not open until 8, so you're going to have to settle down here. But I know not everybody can join us, so I promise we will post some pictures on our Boss Facebook or Robbie and Rochelle Facebook this morning, so you can feel like you're here. But if you are able to stop by, have a little Irish breakfast with us this morning. The doors open. George, the doors open at 7:45. Is that right? 8 o'clock? 7:45, the door is open this morning, and the bar will be open. And it's not just drinking, but we'll be doing the Irish breakfast. They make you the... Ross, what's that? The eggs and corned beef? What's the Irish breakfast there? You would know this.
No, I don't. Sorry.
Well, what kind of an Irish German are you if you don't know what an Irish breakfast is? I think it's the eggs with the Guinness, right?
Yeah.
They know what they're doing.
That sounds good.
We'll talk to the chef this morning. Plus, if you stop by and you got to be here in person, we're going to be giving away a pair of party suite passes to see Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band. It's coming up. You've heard us talking about this now. April 14th at the Prudential Center. We've got a pair. These are hot tickets.
Yes.
And frankly, they're pricey tickets, and your chance to win them. Now, we're going to be playing a game this morning. This would be after 9 a.m. How are we winning these? Have you planned this out? I know you've got bins of Lucky Charm cereal.
Yes.
We're bobbing for gold in the cereal?
This is correct. You've got to fill your pot of gold in order to get the tickets.
So, Russ, she's got these tubs of Lucky Charms. And inside, she's also put...
golden nuggets.
Yeah, the Hershey's candy bar, which got the little gold wrapper on it.
Nuggets.
Golden nuggets. Right. And so you got to go through. And the person that's able to scoop with their mouth the most of these out of the Lucky Charm cereal will win the Bruce tickets this morning. That's how we're giving them away. So that'll be the 9 o'clock.
Should be fun, right?
But you got to be here in person at Bar A to have a chance to win. We're also going to give away some tickets out of the Boss Ticket Window here on the radio about 7:20. Go see the Eagles. We'll have dumb crook news, fun facts. We'll have the blast off to... I call it the blast off, the freak out to officially kick off the weekend at 8 a.m. this morning. Did I mention he said?
She said.
At 7:50, we'll do mom confessions, 7:20, 9:20. So we got a big old morning ready to go. Live from Bar A, St. Patty's Day today. And we got a big old crowd already ready to go. Matter of fact, I want to shout out our friend, Superfan Brian, who stopped by here. And his buddy stopped by and brought a T-shirt for us to sign. Harder than you might think to use a Sharpie on cloth, but we're trying to figure that out first thing this morning. I'm not even a cup of coffee in.
No.
So hopefully that came out okay. Thank you, Brian. He's a loyal listener.
Very
we appreciate
sweet.
Having him. Yes. What town are you guys working again? Neatentown. All right. Matter of fact, Robbie and Rochelle are going to be out in Neatentown tomorrow, starting at 1 o'clock at the Ashley location, with yet another chance to win those Bruce tickets. So we'll talk about that in just a second. But right now, let's fire up the old CBB, the Community Bulletin Board, every morning right about this time, right around 6:20 and 8:35. We spotlight local organizations, community groups, charities, businesses trying to make a difference, putting on fun events, doing a little good in the neighborhood. Sometimes even just raising awareness and funds for their cause, and that's great, too. If you got one, send it in to us anytime. The Boss Text Connect is always open, 732-774-4444, by sending us a direct message on our Facebook page. We're right there at 1071theboss.com, where you can get a complete list of station events, community events, anytime.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so today, the Springsteen tickets here this morning. Be here till 10 o'clock. You got to be in person to win your Bruce. Then this afternoon, Van Dusen is going to be doing St. Patty's Live at Kelly's in Neptune. Boy, that's going to be bouncing.
Yes.
That starts at 3 o'clock. He'll have another pair of Bruce Boss Party Suite tickets for you to win. And then we'll be doing them again tomorrow, starting at 1 o'clock, with two, count them, two chances to enter to win those Bruce passes. We're doing the Springsteen trivia. What do you call it? The Luck of the Springsteen today,
luck
right?
Luck of the Springsteen,
Luck of the Springsteen. So all morning, this afternoon, and then tomorrow, at the Eatontown location of Ashley. We'll see you out there starting at 1 o'clock. Let me throw out one more plug and remind you that Tom Cunningham will be right back here for the Springsteen Show at Bar A week from Sunday, the 26th. It'll be his 1,000th episode of the show.
That's amazing.
Here on 107.1 The Boss. 2023 Long Beach Island LBI Job Fair tomorrow starting at 10, St. Francis Community Center. Check out LBI businesses who are hiring for the 2023 summer season and beyond. All ages welcome. Admission is free. Welcome to LBI.com for the info. That's all one word. Welcome to LBI.com. It's Puppies and Pints going on Sunday morning starting at 11 at the Backward Flag Brewing Company in Forked River. Free puppy education classes for puppies age 12 to 20 weeks.
Oh.
Space is limited. BackwardFlagBrewing.com for the details on that one. Or you can just go and play with the puppies for a minute, I suppose.
Okay.
May I pet your dog? We'll get Rochelle out of there. Fourth annual Hoboken Mac and Cheese Festival is going on next weekend, Saturday, March the 25th from 1 to 5 all over downtown Hoboken. They got a great downtown. You haven't been up there in a while. They really built that up.
Yes.
They got the Mac and Cheese Fest and the food crawl, and each ticket includes a sample from over 10 locations, and a portion of the ticket benefits a party with a purpose, a Hoboken nonprofit which supports children's initiatives for underprivileged children. Eventbrite.com and search fourth annual Hoboken Mac and Cheese Festival. Use that ampersand, don't spell out and cheese festival, for all the details. There you go. A couple of things we thought you needed to know this morning on your friendly neighborhood CBB, the Community Bulletin Board. Robbie and Rochelle in the morning live from Bar A, Lake Como for St. Patty's Day. 107.1 The Boss and 99.7 anywhere on your free Boss app too. Ross Britton is here this morning as well. He's back at Master Control. Good morning, Ross.
Hey, how are you, my friend?
I told you, don't do the leprechaun voice all morning long.
Fine.
Just sparingly would be fine.
Well, I am part Scotch-Irish. Come on.
Yeah, I know. There's preparation going on right now for the big Bruce Springsteen ticket giveaway.
Ooh.
That'll happen later on this morning. Got to be present here at Bar A. The door's open. Boy, less than an hour now, about 7:45 this morning for a fabulous Irish breakfast. Matter of fact, I do see some people at the bar. I'm assuming they work here or else they've broken in and we're under siege. Well,
the door is technically open.
I know, but officially they're open at 7:45.
Yes, the bar and the kitchen are not open until 7:30.
Come join us at 7:45, 8 o'clock this morning if you can do it before work, and you got to be present to win these Bruce tickets. They have set up, this is different here. We've done something like this before, but never quite this before. We got three big tubs full of Lucky Charm cereal.
Yes.
You know, because it's St. Patrick's Day, and then we got these little golden nugget Hershey bars. It's in the gold wrapping, so they look like a little bar of gold.
It's gold.
And you're going to go through and see who can pick out 10. Whoever can get up to 10. 10. Is that the number?
We're deciding on that right now. Don't broadcast the rules before George and I are sitting here weighing our options as to what is the best thing to do.
I'm just trying to make sure I understand what's happening here. So,
well, we'll have it ready by the time we need to play.
But there'll be three finalists, and they got to put their name in the box here to begin, and we'll randomly pick three to play the game. Is that what it
is? You have to play for the tickets.
And you got to be here in person, and we're going to do this sometime after 9 a.m., and we wrap up here at 10 here at Bar A. Ross, all that makes sense, because I got to tell you, I think these people are nuts.
Yeah, I mean, they got to put their mouths in and grab the gold things.
Yes, but everybody has their own bin, so we're not swapping germs or anything. Yeah. Everybody has their own bin full of Lucky Charms, and we're going to throw them all away when we're done.
All right, fine.
We did something, again, similar last year, and I think Rochelle's issue is that with the milk and everything, people are just, you know, spitting out the Lucky Charm marshmallows, and it was gross. So hopefully the big tubs here, the plastic tubs.
Be a little cleaner. No milk involved with the cereal this year.
We'll be a little more sanitary, a little more pleasant to view, especially on the Facebook.
Yeah, right.
So looking for a parade today. I'm watching the people line up already. New York's 262nd St. Patrick's Day Parade is happening in Manhattan from 79th Street all the way down to Times Square. And I got to tell you, I'm glad we had a rain delay the other day. Because I think it's going to be just great on April 1st for the Ocean County Parade that's coming to Seaside. 107.1 The Boss will see out there. But there's just crazy in the city today. So that's why Joe's been saying no drinking on the train. No drinking, period, unless you're not driving or traveling or anything. All right. Actually, Ross is at Boss HQ, and we're here at Lake Como Bar A this morning because we've got the big St. Patrick's Day broadcast going. I don't know which one to mention. I'm so used to saying Boss HQ. It's weird not to be broadcasting from.
Well, this is our HQ today.
Yeah, this is our little headquarters today. Yes. It is a beautiful setup here. They took good care of us at Bar A every time we're here. The door is open 7:45 this morning. If you're in the area, able to pop by, maybe you get the day off today. You know what's interesting to me today? This is the fourth most popular drinking holiday in the United States.
The fourth?
Of America. According to Yahoo, New Year's Eve is number one, followed by Christmas and the 4th of July. St. Patrick's Day number four, then Thanksgiving. I would have thought St. Patty's Day was at least one or two.
Yeah, I would have too. I know the day before Thanksgiving is like the biggest bar night of the year, which surprises me. That Thanksgiving Eve is bigger than St. Patrick's Day, but I guess not everybody wants to celebrate the Irish.
This is when people blow off their fingers with the fireworks because there's more people drinking on the 4th of July as opposed to St. Patrick's Day.
Right.
It's just a little bit crazy here. Arthur Guinness opened his brewery in Dublin in 1759. John Jameson opened his distillery in Dublin across town in 1780. A battle of the booze, if you will.
Yeah.
I love all these St. Patty's Day facts. Ross, thanks for printing some of these things out for me. They're so interesting.
Not a problem.
Things you didn't know and you never really needed to know, I suppose, about...
Are all those pages that you have there St. Patrick's Day facts?
Yeah, he gave me like a book of all this stuff here.
I didn't realize that there was that much to know about St. Patrick's Day.
I'm one of those people, like, I'll go on Wikipedia looking up, I got to see how long, I don't know, 5 yards is. And then suddenly I'm down a rabbit hole reading about the history of metric and why we use, it's just, I don't know.
This is a rabbit hole of St. Patrick's Day. I mean, it's small font, large margins.
Can't get enough of
lots of St. Patrick's Day facts.
So, listen, you're not going to get this on that point station. That's what you get from us all day today is fun St. Patrick's Day facts. Thanks to Uncle Ross. We certainly appreciate that.
No problem.
Well, I'm also going to mention here the people at Bar A, their tech came up to us, and he calls all the time.
Yes.
And I realize that we're a couple of seasons behind, but the new season of The Blacklist is happening over on NBC. It's their final season. This is at Ross, you know the show? You know James Spader? He plays a criminal that works with the FBI. You ever heard of the show?
Yeah.
The Blacklist? Rochelle and I, talk about falling down a rabbit hole. We were obsessed with the show. We found it on Netflix, and the guy that is the audio tech here at Bar A, when they have bands and stuff come in through the club, he stopped in this morning to talk to us, and we were commiserating with notes, and we're in season six.
Wow.
I believe that he is in the current season, which is airing new episode. So he gave us a spoiler about one of the characters that died.
Oh.
I said, I feel like he's not really dead. He's like, oh, no, he's dead. I'm like, why did you have to say that? Oh, my God.
Robbie's very distraught now this morning.
I mean, I dream about this show. We watch 3 or 4 episodes every night before bed. You get invested. Anyhow, thanks to Bar A for taking good care of us. Let's go ahead and do this. No surprise, it is a St. Patrick's Day edition of Hashtag Mom. So we scour our socials looking for that hashtag. We hear from moms, occasionally from grandmoms, from dads. Once in a while, we hear from Ross's wife. Ross?
Yeah.
Hey! She's a mom, too. And then we share them right here, just like this.
Lady Law Ye said, two of my kids' birthdays are in late December, so I'm basically not allowed to drink on St. Patrick's Day anymore.
Well, just don't do it on the train, all right?
Jill Cruz said, started a new St. Patrick's Day tradition of dumping an entire shamrock shake on each of my sons to wake them up this morning.
Is that that McDonald's drink, the shamrock shake?
Oh, yeah. So good. They're so good. They're minty goodness.
It's all the healthy food groups right there.
Yes. Lynn Gull said, ah, St. Patrick's Day, the only day of the year my four-leaf clover tattoo makes any sense. There's a life lesson here, kids. Think before you ink.
I wonder where she's got the tattoo.
Oh, it's a tramp stamp, for sure.
Yeah, it's probably
that's where you would get that. Where else would you get the clover?
Probably not something you want to be sharing with the family, but thank you for sharing here. Hashtag mom. We share them every morning. 720 and 920. Can I get an amen for St. Patrick's Day? I can tell you now, the doors have unofficially opened. They were saying 7:45, but we've started to have some guests join us at the bar here, having a little Irish breakfast. Our buddy Outlaw Pete, Superfan Pete. Good morning, Pete.
Pete, do you sleep? You were at Springsteen last night.
Yeah, Bruce was in Philadelphia
last night. And now you're here.
And here
you
he
sleep?
Is, up 7:30 this morning.
Oh, okay, good.
He said he got a little nap in. By the way, we got some photos from the Bruce Show in Philadelphia last night. Michelle was there stealth, because you know that Philadelphia station decided they were going to call themselves Boss for the day? Ross, did you hear about this? There was a Philly station. You know them. You used to work down there. WMGK. They went on there and started calling themselves Boss Radio, ripping us off.
Wow.
Bruce was in town. Yeah, I know. So we sent Michelle down there stealth to infiltrate their little setup in front of the Bruce
Show.
That's right. And she was right up close. She was right at the stage.
She was.
So that's Michelle. Michelle probably didn't have tickets to the show. She's one of those people just works her way right in, and she's right there up front. You know, hi, Bruce, poster for Boss. I could just see her doing that. So God bless her. That's up on the Facebook page if you want to see it from Philadelphia last night. Our buddy Outlaw Pete, who calls all the time, is also here this morning already. That's a long drive to go down there and then come up here. And
That's
what I said. You don't sleep.
Also on the Facebook page, I mentioned at the top of the program, Rochelle has got a crazy St. Patty's outfit with a red wig and leggings and the whole deal. We've got some photos here. If you can't join us this morning on the Boss Facebook page, I was playing the thing there. The Boss ticket window. Eagles coming to the Prudential Center. Bruce is coming to Prudential. Eagles will be there first, April 7th. Do we get a winner there, Ross?
Yeah, Mike Shine of Atlantic Highlands won a pair of tickets to see the Eagles on April 7th.
Nice going. Congratulations. You can check out 1071theboss.com for more show info. Here at Bar A at St. Patty's Day live in Lake Como. Hey, here we go.
It's He Said, She Said, with Robbie and Rochelle.
This is going to be a fun one today. And by the way, our friend Uncle Ross Britton is at Master Control, so it's always fun when we get to work with the legendary Ross Britton. He does his own show every Saturday morning at 10 o'clock and Sunday morning at 11 o'clock, right after Springsteen on Sunday, which will be right here for its 1,000th episode on March the 26th. But I like to get to hear Ross in my ear, and you can't hear this over the air, but like earlier, Chernoff jumped in before he's supposed to, and he goes, ah! Shut up. So good. And I said, Ross, you got a drunk story? We're going to do some drunk stories here. And he goes, I wish I did.
Yeah.
Nope.
I like hearing him in my ear. It cracks me up a little bit. So, well, let's get into it. You have a great drunk story. Story, something happened to you drunk. It doesn't have to be anything outlandish like when we do the tipsy or tug.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
We're wondering this morning, do you have a great story, something that happened to you when you were enjoying yourself, enjoying a beer?
Well.
She's like a CVS receipt.
Right. I have to, the ones that I can remember. No, my best drunk story, and I think I have told this before, was when I was in college and I was at a classic basement party. Have you ever been to a basement party?
No. Okay. I don't think so. I mean, I know what it is.
It's a party in the basement.
Yeah, I got
basement.
It. Yeah.
And we were drinking jungle juice. Do you know what jungle juice is?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's kind of like a Long Island iced tea.
Yeah, you just mix everything together and hope for the best.
It's just everything, yeah.
And at the end of the night, I got a ride home. I didn't drive.
Yep.
And I thought I was going to be sick. So I said, I'm going to be sick. And I just proceeded to then open the door while the car was still moving. And then I fell out of the car while it was moving.
No.
Fell out of the car. And then, it's not over. Fell out of the car.
Yep.
Then a cop pulled up right behind us. Luckily, the driver was not drinking. Totally sober.
It was just you.
It was just me. I was underage.
Oh, boy.
But the cop didn't get me. He was all right. I was in front of my apartment, so he was like, get her home.
I have to respectfully disagree. That is not your best drunk story, although that is a good story. Your best drunk story is that you were in a limousine with your girlfriends on the way to New Kids on the Block in concert, and you're just banging a whole bottle of Cabernet.
I forgot about that one.
Ross, she goes to work. She does a morning show in the morning. This is before she worked with me, right?
Yes.
And then she's up early in the morning. She's tired. She doesn't eat all day. She gets in the limo with the girlfriends or friends from the radio station to go to the New Kids on the Block concert, and she decides it's a good idea on an empty stomach after being up since 4 a.m. to do a whole bottle of red wine.
Chugged a bottle of red wine before we went in.
That's a recipe for disaster.
Yeah, it was not a good idea. But I didn't want to waste it. I opened it in the limo, and then we got to the concert, and we had to go in. And I didn't want to waste the bottle. I didn't want to leave it there. It was hot. It was July.
Oh, that makes it even worse.
Right. It was July. So I drank the whole bottle. Then I got out and I shotgunned a beer before we went in. And then, yes, I went into the show. It was not good.
When it came up the other way, people thought she was coughing up blood, bleeding. But in fact, it was because she had an empty stomach and red wine, hot red wine.
Yes, and they took me to the medic's office, to which I proceeded to tell everyone I worked on a morning show because I had too much to drink, and I was very excited that was my job. And they called into the show the Monday after to tell everyone
as they should've.
What had happened. It was not, as they I should've. Forgot about that.
What was that New Kids on the Block song? You get the right stuff? You did not have the right stuff.
It was bad. That you're right. That's for sure. Do you have one?
I mean, I got all kinds of stupid stories, yeah. I'm trying to think of one that really stands out. One that stands out is I had a friend who had a brand new car, had just bought the car. It was she bought the car Saturday morning. Saturday night, we're all going to go out. And we had a big dinner, and then what killed me, I was like 15 drinks in. At the end of the night, had a shot of Wild Turkey. And to this day, this is going to be at least 20 years ago. I have never had Wild Turkey since. And they're a fine product, but I can't drink it anymore because it was so bad, and I just... Let's just say I ruined the upholstery of her brand new car.
Thing
she had it, and I still feel terrible about that. And I had to go outside. This was in winter. I had to go outside the next day with the hose to clean my coat. It's gross. I know this is gross, but that's the truth.
Was she a girlfriend?
No, she was just she was a girl, but it was just a friend of mine that was a girl.
Was she your friend after that?
Yeah, we've stayed friends, yeah. And there's a couple of the radio station guys. We were all just going out, and I was just a dummy that night. So it's your craziest drunk story or a great story that happened to you when you were drinking, when you were a little drunk. We thought that was apropos for this St. Patty's Day Live at Bar A. That's your She said. You can text us. We got the text connect open here at Bar A. We can see those. 732-774-4444. Ross is manning the phones back at Boss HQ. So if you want to call in, he'll relay those messages. You get us on the Facebook at 1071 The Boss. Those are coming up. And the freak out to officially start St. Patrick's Day weekend here across the great Garden State and beyond. Yes, live from Bar A in Lake Como. It's Robbie and Rochelle in the morning for St. Patty's Day 2023. 42 degrees here in beautiful Lake Como right here on Belmar Boulevard. 41 back at Boss HQ. Just underway with this morning's He Said.
She Said.
Getting some text answers this morning, 732-774-4444. You can also call. We're taking your calls. Ross is back there manning the phones and also on the Facebook page. It's the best thing or the best story that's ever happened to you when you were drinking. We thought that worked today for St. Patty's. We'll get to those. The fine Irishman here, Mr. George Jones, ladies and gentlemen. God, look at this. Friday. Yes.
Thank God it's
Friday. Thank God it's Friday night, and I just got paid.
Getting down to business with your Guinness. Wait all year for this. You know, the best part of St. Patty's Day, if you ask me, not only enjoying a nice meal, enjoying a nice drink, getting together with friends, having a good time, but it is the unofficial start of spring. And boy, don't that feel good. So look that boss man clear, square, straight in the eye and say, hey, I'm cutting out of work early today. I'm on my way down to Bar A. I'm going to be hitting up Van Dusen later today. Kelly's in Neptune. Don't watch me. Watch my smoke. Exercise those demons of the work week. Everybody on your case. To your neighbor, to your boss, to your spouse, to the kids. Don't worry about that. They'll all hang out. More cowbell, please, because here it is. The world-famous Robbie and Rochelle in the morning, St. Patty's Day edition. Finally, Friday, freak out on the radio. Get set to...
Kiss the weekend!
Bye!
Come on, lover boy! We're on Facebook Live right now. It's happening in real time on the radio and on the Facebook. Oh, my God. Technology. Let's go. Let her rip, lover boy, rocking radio. It's a world famous, finally, Friday, Freak Out, St. Patty's Day 2023 edition, live from Bar A in fabulous Lake Como, New Jersey, USA. Say it with me.
Friday.
Oh, my God. There's only one thing left to do, and that's sing along at the bar. Put your belly on the bar and sing along to Sweet Caroline. And we're not going to sing Boston Sucks, unlike Joe's friend Captain and O'Neill.
No, this song.
Mr. Neil Diamond is on your finally
Where
Friday bring
again. Good times never seem so good.
So good, so good, so good.
Sweet Caroline.
In the morning, live from Bar A, Lake Como.
I believe they never
Sweet Caroline action to finally Friday Freak Out is on the radio. Thank you, Mr. Neil Diamond. 8:13 Boss Time Check here. 107.1 The Boss and 99.7 anywhere on your free Boss app, too. I want to mention the bar is open. I officially have my green beads on. So, yeah, I got a. Rochelle thought my outfit was lame today. I'm just wearing a light green hoodie. I call it money green, the color of cash.
I guess.
Which is back on Monday. $5,000 in your hand.
Oh.
Money all work day long. Starting at 6 o'clock right to 6 p.m. Three chances to win cash up to $500. Am I saying too much here? And you qualify for $5,000. We're going to put $5,000 in your hand. Doing it again from Jersey's Free Money Radio Station, 107.1 The Boss. All that business starts on Monday. Also want to mention we got a shout out to our friends at the Atlantic Highlands St. Patty's Day Parade, which goes on tomorrow.
Yes.
The Seaside Parade has been postponed. As you know, that's happening April 1st. Today, the 262nd New York City St. Patty's Day Parade, which is one of the biggest ones in the entire country. It starts at 76th Street, 79th Street, and runs all the way New York, and runs all the way down to Times Square. I believe that's down 7th Avenue, 7th or 5th.
It's going to be a mess.
But anyway, if you're heading into the city, remember, as Joe was saying, no drinking on those transit trains. That's always a problem. If you see something, say something. You know what I'm saying? All right, our He Said,
She Said
is going on. Speaking of drinking today, we've got a bunch of text messages on this, 732-774-4444. Do you have a great story that occurred when you were out enjoying an adult beverage?
Brett said, me and my friends went to an Irish-themed bar, and we drank many, many pints of Guinness. Yep. I barely remember, as I was so drunk, but some gorgeous girl asked me for a light, and I did the old, have you got any Irish in you line.
Oh, geez.
And she punched me right in the face and broke my nose.
Well, I'm sorry she broke your nose, but you did deserve to be smacked.
Yes, you did.
That's obnoxious.
Broke your nose.
I mean, listen, I've been a goon in my day, but that's stupid. Come on.
Text from 6551 said, after a night of drinking, I grabbed a bottle of Parrot Bay and started chugging it straight from the bottle.
Oh.
Passed out, woke up in a bathtub at 7 a.m. covered in soap. It looks like I took every bottle of soap and shampoo and sprayed it like a lawn sprinkler. I smelled like lilac and Old Spice.
Rochelle and I, by the way, do a cabaret show as Lilac and Old Spice.
Sure.
I'm Lilac,
sure.
She's Old Spice.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Chris said, we sing the songs of Steve and Edie.
Chris said, the first time I ever got drunk, I had way too much, jumped into the ocean, nearly drowned, was rescued by a girl whose bikini top I yanked off. She slapped the hell out of me. Later, I married her.
Wow. You're lucky she didn't call the police.
Yes, you are.
That's that sounds like
that's
a...
crazy.
That's probably a felony.
No, that's a felony. That's assault.
Yeah. I got two of them where I remember waking up face down. One of them was, you know, the old bathroom floor laying next to toilet bowl, so you know what happened there.
Yes.
There was a good one. We were out... it's funny. I mentioned that we played the Sweet Caroline song because Joe's buddy, who's with the Fifen Drum Corps with the Essex County Fire Department, loves to play Sweet Caroline. They call themselves Captain N. O'Neill.
Right.
And they're going to be part of the blast-off, Joe's big kickoff to summer, and we were at an event that they did. They play the bagpipe, and they do Sweet Caroline. They get the whole crowd yelling in my face, Boston sucks, because Joe hates it. I'm a Red Sox fan.
Of course.
But anyway, in 2004, when the Sox were on their big run and they won a World Series for the first time in like 80 years, my buddy, who's a morning DJ, and I are going out, and we're drinking, we watch the game, and we come back to radio station. It was like 5 o'clock in the morning. We've been out all night, and he had to go on the air at 5:30. Somehow, he managed to sober up and do his show.
Oh, my
gosh.
And
I was face first on the floor in front of the program manager's office.
Oh.
And I remember waking up. It was probably about 8:30 to a leather shoe just punching my
face.
Yeah, tapping my face. And I wake up, and I go, hello, I'm not doing too well. And he said, I didn't think so. I said, so I start to get up to walk away, and I say to my boss, I'm like, do I come back and do my show? Because I used to be on at 3 in the afternoon. And he goes, you'll call me at noon, and we'll make that decision. I went, oh, boy. But luckily, I held
on. Did you go back?
Yeah, I was on
you
it.
Did.
Luckily, I held that job.
That's good.
Great story. Happened to you when you were drinking. That's your St. Patty's Day. He said.
She said.
Here live from Bar A, 732-774-4444, or you can do it on the Facebook machine.
It's He Said. She Said. With Robbie and Rochelle.
Robbie and Rochelle in the morning, 107.1 The Boss, live here at Bar A for St. Patty's Day. A reminder, you have to be here in person, and you've only got, I don't know, about an hour or so until we get going for those Bruce Springsteen tickets. It's Enter to Win, so you can stop by right now, get your name in the box, and we're going to pick three. And again, you got to be present to win right here at Bar A in Lake Como. We're going into the pot of gold to give away those tickets to the Boss Party Suite to see Bruce at the Prudential Center on April 14th. Want to also do a little shout-out to our friends at Jameson. They're all set up and ready to go now that the doors are open. They're doing some drink specials this morning. The Jameson folks are here, and they're doing breakfast specials as well at the bar, the Irish Breakfast. So get yourself a little Jameson, a little breakfast right here at Bar A as well. Meanwhile, our He Said, She Said is going. Let's get a couple more answers here. Talking about something happened to you. Great story. When you were drinking. Maybe you were drinking Jameson.
Yeah, maybe. Nick said, summary, went with a friend to a strip club, $200 and 8 Patrons on the rocks later, I passed out in his house, threw up all over myself, and my wife thought I was dead in a ditch somewhere because she couldn't find me all night. Then she found out I went to the strip club, and I was dead.
Oh, my God. Well, that's what happens.
That's right. Michelle said, I insisted my boyfriend come into the ladies' room with me to look for a ring that I thought I dropped. We never found it, and I don't think I was actually wearing it. He was not pleased.
I'm sure he wasn't.
And a text from 0951 said, toss up between getting absolutely hammered in Rome with a random Catholic priest or that time I passed out naked on the tennis court.
I'm sorry, let me run through that one for me one more time, please.
Toss up between getting absolutely hammered in Rome
with a priest.
A random Catholic priest.
Like St. Patrick himself.
Yes, or the time I passed out naked on a tennis court.
All right.
I got to go Rome.
We'll keep this those we'll keep those going all day. I'm going to cut out of that one fast on the bus. Text Connect. That's 732-774-4444. You can always do it on our Facebook page as well. All right, how about that? Bruce live, Born to Run. We are live at Bar A, Lake Como, St. Patty's Day 2023, 1071, The Boss, and 99.7, Robbie and Rochelle. In the morning, it all comes down to this. It's a big morning. Well, before we get to the Bruce, I want to thank our sponsor again, Jameson. We have Kelly O'Brien is here from Jameson. They sent
Kelly O'Brien. Who works for Jameson.
Yeah.
That's right.
They sent their favorite leprechaun to come work the event this morning. Exactly. Kelly O'Brien. And we're going to give away a Weber gas grill, right? And then... There's runner-up prizes for people that enter to win, Bruce. So what are we starting with, the Weber Grill?
Let's start with the Jameson Tailgate Chair.
Okay, great. Let's do that. So we're pulling some names out of the hat
and
here.
Our first winner is 043123.
Man, this is exciting stuff, isn't it? Hopefully everybody is still here.
043123.
123.
Oh, no. They must have left.
Uh-oh. Got to be present to win here.
Let's go again. We got... 122.
By the way, if you're hearing this on the radio and you want to see what's going on, you didn't make it in, you can. We're live right now on Facebook, so open up your Facebook, go to 1071 The Boss, and this will pop right up for you. All right. How many prizes do we have here from our friend Jameson? All right, we got one more to go then. Let's do that Weber Grill, Kelly.
All right, for the Jameson Weber Grill.
Weber Grill.
127.
All right, who's got that grill? 127. There he is. Congratulations. Woo! Round of applause for this gentleman. All right.
Now it's the moment of truth.
All right, we got a couple of our boss roadies. Shout out to our boss roadies here, Vinny, and I don't know your name. What's this? Nick. Nick is on the boss roadie team.
Nick and Vinny.
I know we met the other night, but I'm a diva and I suck. So these guys work real hard. I wanted to make sure they get a shout out. And thank you also to George, the whole team who made Ross back in the studio, who make this all look easy and make the broadcast go well. All right, so a little drum roll here. Let's pull out the names. Now, Rochelle, what do they win if they don't get to play for Bruce?
Even if you don't win the tickets, you're going to get a $100 gift card to Spa Virtue just for having your name drawn.
Wow, that's
so either
good.
Way, you're going to win something, but the grand prize winner is going to win the tickets to see
Bruce.
All
right, so the two runners-up get the $100 gift cards, and then we've got one grand prize. So let's go.
All right.
Pull all three.
Oh, we have a late entry. Hurry,
late
hurry,
entry.
Hurry.
Oh, my God.
Hurry, hurry.
There it is. Ross, isn't this exciting?
It sure
Shake
is.
It up.
I feel like I'm doing the Jerry Lewis telethon here or something like that.
No kidding.
George, why don't you do the honors?
Hey, lady.
All right, we're tossing up, making sure this is a fair and even ballot box is even. We don't want no accusations of fake news.
Could you pick the numbers, please?
All right, here we go. Drum roll.
All right, this is it. We're closing it after this. We're live on air. Let's go.
Okay. Well, Michelle's going to be on at 11 today, apparently. Just the anticipation here at Bar Anticipation is making me nuts. All right. This man trying to figure out how to spell his name. There we go.
All right. Three names.
Three names. Ross, I'm going to have a heart attack. How about you?
Not so much.
All right. Lee? Lee Ruggins?
Lee Ruggins.
Lee, are you here in the house? Lee. Lee.
There's
all
Lee.
All right, let's go.
This is a guy that couldn't spell his name a minute ago. It all worked out for him. He's number one. Name number two.
Kelly O'Brien.
Kelly O'Brien.
O'Brien.
All right. Man, it pays to work for Jameson. How about that?
And John Walsh.
John Walsh.
John.
All right, John is...
All right, John.
John's his son. His mom and dad are here, so mom and dad are going to be happy. So, Rochelle, bring him up here. We're running short on time. Yep. We'll bring him up to the three
clubs.
We
need all three of you to stand behind a box here. We're going to play for a Bruce. Yes, sir.
This is, again, live on Facebook. Three
you
tubs of Lucky Charms.
You got to come play to get the ticket. Oh,
and
yes.
You're going to stick your head in the tub and pull out the pot of gold.
Okay, pick whatever tub you want.
And again, how many do they have to get, Rochelle?
They have to get 7.
All right. They have to get 7. So the first person to get to 7 is the grand prize winner.
In your box.
Okay. All right. You got to hold your microphone to your face.
I'm just explaining the rules.
I know.
Without using your hands, you need to use your mouth only to fill your pot of gold. You need 7 pieces of gold to win.
They're little chocolate Hershey's look like pieces of gold.
The box. Just, you cannot touch the box at all. If you drop one on the floor, you have to dive in and get a new one. It's got to be in your pot of gold.
30 years in radio, Russ. This is what I'm doing.
Okay, ready?
Oh, my God.
7. Lucky number 7.
Bobbing for gold.
Ready?
3, 2, 1, go! Whoa. Oh, my God. They're chowing away here. Faces in the Lucky Charms right now.
Could he be getting the gold, please?
Oh, we got a box dumped. Kelly's doing pretty good here.
Oh, she spilled her box of Lucky Charms.
Kelly's got one.
I told you Kelly was going to get it. I had a feeling. She had the luck of the Irish this morning.
Do whatever you've got to do to get them out. Whatever you've got to do, but you can't use your hands.
All right. How many do
John's
we have
John's got a method here. I think it might be how many we got in there. I think he's got 3 in there.
3, 2. It's somebody's going to win these Bruce tickets in the Boss Party Suite just days away, April 14th at the Prudential Center.
You can do whatever you need to do without using your hands.
My God, this is
whatever
insane.
You need to do.
Grown men and women with their face in a bucket of Lucky Charms. Oh, my God. We've got another spiller. There's Lucky Ross. There's Lucky Charm marshmallows everywhere.
Oh boy!
Wow. Do we have a winner? I think we have a winner. Maybe.
How many do we got here?
He's close. If he didn't
3.
Win,
we got 2 here. Oh, how many do we got here? We got 2 here.
Wow. We got to get to 7.
Let's see. Oh, we got a lot here. 4. We're all at 4.
Got to get
5.
To 7. We're almost there. 5. Oh, this guy's winning now. Oh, I got goose pimples. Wow. 7 Lucky Charm.
And we got 1.
Some gold.
Oh, Kelly O'Brien is the winner.
There it is.
Woo!
There it is. Congratulations,
great
Kelly,
job,
on her way
guys.
To the party suite
great
at the
job.
Prudential Center. She'll be joining the Boss Jocks for Bruce Springsteen, the E Street Band. Thank you, everybody at Bar A, for having us out. Don't forget another pair of Bruce tickets. Kelly's this afternoon, Neptune with Van Dusen.